Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Monday Night Raw, a.k.a. The Learning Center, with your Sunday morning breakfast family. Tonight, we are going to wrap up our week on My Sheep Know My Voice. What exactly are we listening for? So we're going to go ahead and bring in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Miss Candy.
How are you doing tonight, sir?
Doing wonderful. What about yourself?
I am as well. Just can't wait for what we have in store for tonight.
Okay. Well, good deal. I look forward to it as well. So y'all know, y'all heard already, it's the SMB Monday Night Raw, our learning center. So we get to talk some natural talk about some natural things. The topic of the week, My Sheep Know My Voice. But what exactly are we listening for? Okay. So, Ms. Candy, if you don't mind, open us up with prayer, and then we're going to get started on the call.
Father God, we thank you for allowing us to be here tonight, Lord, for keeping your hand of protection on all of us as we travel today, Lord. Lord, we pray over this call tonight, Lord, that each and every person who speaks over the call tonight, Lord, is speaking in your voice and in your tongue, and Lord, and the questions that are answered according to your will, Lord. The testimonies that are shared freely and boldly. And Lord, we pray right now that everything about this call lines up with your perfect will, Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. So y'all just want to dive right on in into the call because it's such a powerful topic. My sheep know my voice, and y'all know we have our mainstay, you know, in the red, hot seat, you know, Mr. DJ. How are you doing this evening, Mr. DJ?
I'm very, 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 very good. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful, man. We look forward to the call on tonight. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, all right. Well, Mr. DJ, we have somebody, I think one of your biggest challenges, and I can't say one of the biggest, it's just someone who goes, who likes to say, put me on with DJ.
Uh-oh.
Person is Miss Tiana Simmons. Miss Tiana, how are you?
I'm doing marvelous, Mr. Carr. How are you?
Doing wonderful, doing wonderful. So I hope the two of you guys are ready for these email questions. Miss Tiana, you already know how we do it. We always start with the guest, Mr. DJ. So we're going to let her answer the first question. You know, we both answer them, but she's going to go first. And if anybody on the phone wants to chime in with a question, a comment, or anything, follow up on one of the questions that we have, please press star 5, Miss Candy. We'll get with you, and we'll go ahead and get that, you know, get you on the phone as well. All righty? So, Ms. Tiana, are you ready?
Let's do it.
DJ?
Yes, sir.
Righty. Y'all, here's the first email question. Ms. Candy, go ahead and present the one that you have.
All right. It says, I believe that God is speaking to me, and what I'm hearing is scripture-based, but I haven't had anything good happen to me. Can I be hearing the voice of God yet still be living an unhappy life?
Great question. Well, first and foremost, living an unhappy life has nothing to do with God. That's choice that you're making. God constantly gives us everything that we need. And that may be the thing, you're looking for something that you want. God is always providing in ways that we may not understand, we may not even comprehend. But we do have to understand that our life, first of all, is not our own. And he told us that he is not here. He did not come to bring peace, right? And so we have to understand when are we choosing to truly hear what he has to say. Because if it's what he has to say, in the end, it's all joy, nothing but joy. But you have to be willing and able and ready to take on all that he is sending your way.
Okay. Mr. DJ, what you got?
I totally agree. It's not pretty. He never guaranteed you happiness here on earth. Following his rules to some people are hard. And yes, it as Tiana stated, he will definitely provide you with what you need. Most of the time, give you what you want as well. But sometimes you might want something and he'll give it to you. Then you realize, no, you don't want that. So I'm not guaranteeing you your happiness. Not here. But it is what it is. I mean, you know, yes, it is. To answer the question, yes, that is very possible. But what you need to do is, when you're listening for God's voice, sometimes you have to be patient. And you have to run that scenario and look at the other side of it. It's like one of those things where you're looking at the glass half empty or half full. Here's a blessing. Two things is going to come out, a lesson and a blessing. You have to determine which one you're going to take from it. That's it.
Okay. Hey, that's where it is. Ms. Candy, you want to chime in on that question?
I would just say that I agree with both of them as well. And it's all about that perception, because sometimes we're talking about living an unhappy life, but it's just that we don't have the things that the world has or the things that we were accustomed to when we weren't in God. Because, you know, at a certain point, we don't want to say that the things that were making us happy are worldly. We'll just, you know, count it as a difference. So I would agree in the sense of we do have to think about it in terms of what God is saying, and God is going to supply our needs for us, just like both Tiana and Mr. DJ said. It's not about what we want, but when we get to the point to where our relationship is strengthened and we stop seeing it as I want this and I want that, but what God wants for me in that point, then it won't be an unhappy life. We might have the same circumstance. We might be without the same things, but if we're perceiving it as unhappy, that means that we're still holding on to our thought process about something.
Mm-hmm. All right. We did. All right. Let's get to the next question. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sir, we do have a hand raised.
All right. Let's get to it. What we got?
Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question or comment for the evening.
Hello. Good evening. I have a question, and the question is, if my pastor tells me that God told him to tell me something, how do I know if God really spoke to him concerning me and my situation, especially if what he's telling me lines up with what I've been praying about?
Mr. DJ?
Repeat that one more time. If my pastor, say that again.
Mm-hmm. If my pastor tells me that God told him to tell me something, how do I know if God really spoke to him concerning me and my situation, especially if what he's telling me lines up with what I've been praying about?
If he's spoken on something that's lining up with what you've been praying about, talk to God, reconfirm with God, and that's how you will be able to tell. You're supposed to be his sheep, and you should know his voice. If someone comes to you, you've been praying and praying for money, for instance, and someone just came up to you and said, hey, God told me to give you this. That's not always what it is. But now someone comes to you and say, hey, I heard you're looking for a job. Ah. So what you have to do is take your steps carefully, especially if it comes to instruction. If it's something that will spiritually bless you and lift you up, it's definitely from God. If it's instruction, then you need to be cautious. Just be very cautious and look at the steps that you need to take. If it lines up with God, then it's coming from him. If it does not line up with God, then no, it did not come from him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you, Ms. Tiana?
And I look at it, if my pastor tells me, if somebody else, God's going to send vehicles, no matter whom they are, can send vehicles, right? There's so many different ways in which we know God's voice. And just to go back to the three that Ms. Candy gave us yesterday, right? We know through his word. We know through the Holy Spirit. We know, and excuse me, Ms. Candy, I don't remember all three exactly, but she gave us that yesterday as things to know his voice. And as Mr. DJ called out,
no matter whom it is that's bringing it to, you've got to constantly be in alignment with God to know whether or not it is Him that is delivering on that message. Your pastor is also your leader. Your pastor is your leader, and if you trust in him to be delivering to you the word that God has for you, there's also that to take into account. But you, too, have to know God's word to ensure that that's exactly what you are hearing. Because no matter what we're praying for, right, God's going to give to us what he wants for us. Because the thing that we're praying for, the thing that we're praying about, may not be in alignment with what he wants us to have. So we also have to take that into account as well. So the thing that we may be praying for may not line up with him. So all of these factors have to be taken into account. But most importantly, you knowing God's word yourself. I hope that helps.
Did that help you, Carl?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Good deal. And that's not in no one shape or form negating who your pastor is, but mm-hmm. even as leaders, you got to understand, anybody in leadership position, whether you're a parent, the big brother, big sister, and you know, you're the CEO, you're the manager, you are you can be the worker, but you're in a leadership position. When you are given power, boy, power can go awry real quick. I mean, it can have you doing crazy stuff, especially if the power that you have goes unchecked. Y'all hear me?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know, in other words, when you can do no wrong, that can get real, real, real dangerous. So
right.
to have checks and balances is very important. So although it may be your pastor, the checks and balances says you need to know God for yourself. I know we commonly go by follow me as I follow Christ, but if you're just following somebody because of who they are and not what they possess, that means you got to know the possession you're for yourself. In other words, you got to know if their well has run dry for the day, because today you might not be so holy, and I can't listen to that. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So I'm glad they answered your questions. Great job with that. All righty. Let's get to the next email question. Do we have any other callers who want to chime in about anything?
Not at this point, sir.
Okay, not a problem. I have one for you guys. Okay, I'm going to start with you first, Miss Tiana. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is hearing the voice of God the same as understanding the voice of God?
Mm. Great question. And the choice words, hearing and understanding. So to hear the word of God and understand, I would have to say it is the same thing. Because if you're hearing it, you then know it. And all you get, the word tells us, all you get, get an understanding. And we are just studied to show ourselves approved. So if we are in a space spiritually to hear the word of God, we are in a position that we understand what he's saying and can go forward with it. So I say yes.
Okay. Mr. DJ?
I agree, but disagree.
Okay.
That's for the mature in the word and those of us that know God, yes, I totally agree. Otherwise, those that are in the natural, no. Because you can hear the word all day long. There are several people that know the word and don't be much understand, maybe even more confused before when they came in and heard the word.
Uh-huh.
You know, if there are certain things that they can't quite grasp just because it was said, preached, or even prayed over with them, and they still don't understand. Some of us have been reading the creation for years and still don't know the truth behind the story. Mm-hmm. Some of us are still in the natural with that and not really understanding the spiritual. Same thing about miracles and other things throughout the Bible. You can hear that word, you know, over and over and over and over again, And you still may not have a understanding, you know. So that's why I said I'm kind of indifferent with that question. It depends on the receptor. God's word doesn't change, but you know, with us, we do. We're at different points in our lives as well as our spirituality. If you open up and your heart is open to receive God, yes, definitely yes. If you're not, you know, if you haven't opened up your heart to Him to receive Him, then no, you'll hear it, but no, you're not going to understand.
Gotcha. All right. Ms. Candy, what should I add on to that?
Mr. Carr, can you give us the question one more time?
Okay. Now, the problem is hearing the voice of God the same as understanding the voice of God?
I like both of the answers. I'll say that more so in the line of how Mr. DJ was talking about the maturity level, because we can say that we hear the voice of God and then choose to do something else. And in that case, was there truly an understanding? And we all have been in a position where we heard the voice of God. We might have knew what it was that we were supposed to do, but we didn't really understand all of the implications of it because we chose to do something else. So I think that along with what he's saying, it comes with maturity, but also just being able to get to that point where we're no longer, I guess, kind of rationaling out for ourselves, because there's a fine line between the two things, but without a certain level of maturity, then the understanding is going to be lost anyway, and you're going to keep leaning to what you would rather do or what feels good at the moment instead of, okay, I'm looking big picture. I'm looking at this in the way that God is looking at it. So that's what I would say.
Okay. Proverbs 18 and 2. Anyone has their Bibles real quick and want to share that? Proverbs 18 and 2. Anyone?
Says, fools find no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinions.
A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, the Bible says, but only in expressing his opinion. Boy, that's strong now.
That's very strong.
It is.
Any opinionated people out there?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you we say we ain't opinionated no more.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, I just want to express myself. Anybody just want to express themselves out there? Huh? Anybody want to express their feelings out there? Come on. Verse 18 and 2 say, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. The question said, is hearing the voice of God the same as understanding the voice of God? And both answers were spot on, including what Ms. Candace said. Okay? Y'all, if we don't understand God's voice, how can you hear him effectively? In other words, see, we break it down and say there's a difference between hearing and listening. God's definition is solid. We do that to get on one another's level and to sound articulate, but God don't need to sound articulate. He is perfection.
Right.
To hear God's voice is to obey God. Therefore, how can we hear God and not obey it? But how can you obey something that you never understood?
Amen.
You know what the result of that is, Mr. DJ? This is what it sounds like. The result of not understanding something is us moving, and then we come back with, well, I thought I was doing it right. Uh-oh.
Yep.
You never understood in the first place.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all, if we don't understand God's voice, how can you effectively live the life that he wants you to live? In other words, how can you hear him? Good question, huh? The Bible that I read says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. To follow God means to emulate God. So if we don't look like, think like, talk like, walk like, speak like, we act like, pursue like, live like God, that means we never heard him.
Yes, indeed.
See, we got into that little thing, Miss Tiana, when people said, but I ain't God. I don't have to be God to be like him. You ain't Mike, but you got all 23 stuff too, huh?
All right.
I'm just putting it out there, Mr. DJ. I know you're Atlanta Hawks and stuff like that, but I'm just talking Chi-Town talk right now.
That's right. It's tight, but it's right.
Y'all see? It's tight, but it's right. But y'all see this, though? The reality is, if in order for us to hear God's voice, we must have an understanding. The Bible said, in all thy getting, get an understanding. In other words, for the email question, if you don't understand, you can't properly hear. You may hear noise. You know how you say, what are them kids today rapping about? What is that noise? You hear it, but you don't understand it. So it means nothing to you. As a matter of fact, when I hear two Japanese people, no disrespect, I'm just saying, when I hear two Japanese people and they talking fast and hard, I don't understand it. I hear them physically, but I understand nothing of what they just said.
Right.
The Bible also talks about speaking in tongues, right? It's like clanging of the symbols. It's like nothing to people. That's why the Bible says, for one to speak in tongues and you don't have an interpreter, you are doing no good because the people can't understand. So if you can speak in tongues, somebody mad with me.
Come on.
You can speak in tongues. Y'all want to take it to the Bible or y'all want to just pee
in? Watch out now.
Do it in private.
But say speaking in tongues, if you ain't going to heaven, if you ain't speaking in tongues, cut that out. Dad, stop. Stop that. If you can't interpret, huh? Come on, Miss Candy. Don't Corinthians say that, First Corinthians? If you can't interpret the speaking of, why are you speaking in tongues over people's heads? Why would you speak in a foreign language that they can't understand? God doesn't operate like that. Remember, the Bible says he will reach you where you are, so why are you speaking over their heads so they can't? I'm sorry. Or are you just clanging cymbals? You're playing. Because if you knew what it was, why you can't interpret?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I stood up and backed up a little bit because somebody mad.
Amen.
But see, that's not expression of a feeling or emotion. This is facts. So in other words, to hear the voice of God, this is why you have leaders, spiritual leaders. What spiritual leaders should be doing is breaking down that word to your palate for your understanding so you, my friend, can hear the voice of God clearly.
Yep.
You should be leaving, you know, your service, your church service, not the physical building, but your church service, saying, you know what, I never thought about it like that. Uh-oh, that means you're getting closer to understanding. And when you get closer to understanding, that means you're getting closer to hearing God's voice. In other words, you're getting closer to being able to follow him.
Amen.
You can't follow something you don't understand. If you don't understand the directions, how can you follow them? Does that make sense, people?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get to it. All right, Miss Tiana, I'm sorry, Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you. Here's another email question. The email question says, can Satan send confirmation?
Can Satan send?
S-E-N-D, confirmation.
Send confirmation? I'll say yes. Definitely. Yeah, he can send confirmation. He definitely can send confirmation because, I mean, he is the author of confusion. I mean, he's done certain things, and he'll let you know he did it. That's right. It was nobody but me. It had to be only me because there are certain things only God has the power for. Anytime you ask God for forgiveness, and then you keep going back to the same old, that's him sending confirmation. That's him sending you confirmation that you're not ready yet. You're not really listening. That you're following him. That you gamble. Anytime you say, you know what? Hey, I know I shouldn't have did that, but I'm still doing it again. So he sends confirmation that he's still evil and where he's supposed to be.
All right, now. Miss Tiana, what you got?
I love it because I'm sitting here like, yep, based off of what you want, what your itching ears want to hear, absolutely. Is he sending godly confirmation? Mm-mm. Because, right, like Mr. DJ said, author of confusion. But in the same breath, God sends anyone. So in respect of God wanting to check yourself, hey, Satan can send absolute confirmation of the things that you were not doing right and not upstanding in God.
Uh-oh.
It relates back to your flesh.
Uh-oh, y'all, that's a big old question. Can my sheep hear my voice? Can Satan send confirmation? Can anybody out there chime in on this one? Star 5 was right quick. Star 5. You don't even have to say your name. Can Satan send confirmation to someone?
So we had some hands raised for just calling. Would you like me to go to them?
Oh, of course. Let's go.
Good evening, caller. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, you can hear me.
Would you like to chime in? Yes, we can hear you. Would you like to chime in with the question that was just posed?
Okay, that's fine. Repeat the question for me.
Can Satan send confirmation?
Bad confirmation.
Bad confirmation? Okay.
It won't be confirmation that you're looking for. Yeah. Not, I don't see Satan sending anything good.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Stay right there because I know you had another question, so stay right there. Miss Kent, who else we got?
I would say in response to that question that, yes, he can definitely send confirmation, especially when it's something that we really, 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 really want. And, you know, we're wanting to hear that right now answer, and he's aware of that. He can definitely send it and disguise it very well enough for us to believe that it's actually the voice of God. Mm-hmm. And we won't, you know, learn that it wasn't until we've gotten in the thing and it's not the outcome that we've expected.
All right, now. All right. Thank you for sharing. Anybody else, Miss Candy?
Yes, sir. Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your comment.
I would say yes because he's a copycat. So he's going to send a confirmation to cause confusion.
All right. That's what it is. Thank you for sharing. Anybody else, Miss Candy?
No, sir.
Okay. I thank y'all for chiming in. This is, you know, the interaction that we should have. I don't, man. That's good. Satan can send confirmation. Anybody ever been in a deep relationship, marriage even, and you got out of it because at one point you thought it was God, but you found out it wasn't?
Mm. Come on.
I know somebody almost choked on their gum or something. Now, that confirmation that you heard, because God is not a man that he should repent or apologize, Miss Tiana, Mr. DJ. So when God stand behind what he says, he if he sent that person for you, he sent that person for you. But you knew that wasn't God, so at what point in the beginning did you perceive it to be God, or did you just run, Miss Tiana said it, to your itching ears?
Right.
You do know that God doesn't hold back from Satan his plans. I want y'all to know that. Why hold back plans when you can't defeat it?
Come on.
I think I'm lying. Check out what he did to Job. Now, what he do for one, he'll do for another. He said, have you tried my faithful servant Job? In other words, he redirected Satan to his faithful servant.
That's right.
You don't think God saw little old us sitting right there? And he said, have you tried my faithful servant? And here comes Satan So I'm going to use confirmation since that's what they want to go by. Signs and wonders.
Come on.
And it leads right to back to engineers. Miss Candy got a good scripture that goes with this. Miss Candy, what's that scripture?
That would be 2 Timothy 4:2-4. It says, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage, with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths.
Satan likes to use cliche words. In other words, Satan likes to say you have haters. When God is telling you no, Satan's going to say don't listen to your haters. Uh-oh. God don't play the games that we play. We use little catchphrases like haters. God called an enemy a foe, and he called those who you need to love on people that need attention. And when I'm talking about spiritual attention. But God can be telling you no, and Satan say that's just a hater. And you run to it because somebody's speaking it into your life. But every time somebody spoke it into your life, you think about it. Did it come to pass? And not only did it come to pass, did it come to pass when they say it? Today, you know when people say time and date it? I'm not time. I don't know. If you ask me, I'm going to tell you, thus said the Lord, and I can't time and date it because only he knows that. See, people start to get bold and cocky. This is Satan sending confirmation. Next year, this time, timing and dated. Woo! It better happen this time, too.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't think they hit me, Ms. Kent. Mr. DJ, can Satan send confirmation? Sure he can. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 4:2, look at what it started off. Be ready to spread the word whether or not the time is right. Sound like something Martin Luther King said.
Mm-hmm.
Right time to speak justice. Huh? Then the Bible goes on to say, point out errors. Uh-oh. Somebody say, well, you can't judge me. But this Bible that I read say, point out errors. Uh-oh. Come on, Christian folk, because we got some smart Christian folk, Mr. DJ, on this phone for the Monday Night Raw.
That's right.
It says, errors. See, when we don't understand the voice of God, uh-oh, you can't hear God. In other words, somebody, Mr. DJ, is trying to correct Mr. Carr. Mr. Carr is going to get swirled up in the chest and say, who are you? Because I don't understand the word. I'm going to miss it. I miss it. And God's trying to speak to me through DJ, but I'm going to call DJ a hater. He's judging me. And only God can judge me. Oh, my God. How many people want to be honest with themselves and say, you can't judge me. You done told people they can't judge you when God was trying to tell you something.
Come on.
Amen.
Is that Satan sending confirmation? Yes, it is. Look at the reverse pattern of that. God trying to tell you, Satan trying to reverse it. So Satan sent a confirmation and say, you can't judge me. He's using your encrypted understanding, meaning your throat off understanding, and you took the scripture that says God can't judge me in the literal sense of judgment when the Bible clearly says, if you see your brother in error, go to them in love. Wow. But you don't know what love is because you think that love is going to be all right. No, love is somebody taking out a whip. Get your sin together, man. Oh, but you don't understand that because you didn't understand the scripture that was after and preceded that that said God chastises. So people got to throw a whole Bible at you to get you to understand they're trying to help you. Golly.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
You know why? Because we lack understanding. And when we lack understanding, how can you hear God's word? So how can you, when you lack understanding, why are you on your knees praying? Because I thought that prayer is communication, and communication is key. That means you talk to me and I talk to you. But if God's voice be the dominant voice, then how can we hear God and we don't understand him? So what are you praying for again? Why are you praying? How can you pray when you don't understand God? So now we're playing pitter-pat with God. Because in other words, God, I hope that you send it so plain and clear that I don't miss it. That's all you're doing. God, I know Satan can send confirmation, but man, I'm a roll of dice. I know I hadn't been in your presence, but I need you. Without understanding, you don't know who's sending confirmation your way. Because as that scripture goes on, 2 Corinthians 4:2, Mr. DJ, that scripture goes on, for the time would come when people would not listen. People would not listen. Uh-oh, my sheep. People would not listen. A time would come where people would not listen to accurate teachings. Accurate teachings. See, people say that's DJ's opinion. But see, how can it be opinion? That's why I tell people, shame on you. When you say, well, that's his opinion, my opinion. Now, if I can confirm this in the Bible, you just call God an opinion. Shame on you. The man that you should know, you didn't just call him an opinion, but you're so looking at me and not hearing the voice of God. Golly.
Amen.
So can Satan send confirmation? Of course he can. Because people will not listen to accurate teachings. Instead, they will follow. They will follow. Oh, I thought we were supposed to be following. My sheep know my voice. I thought we were supposed to be following God, Mr. DJ. But they will follow their own, their own desires and surround themselves with teachers, who will tell them what they want to hear. Do you hear the Bible, people? Now, how many of y'all get mad and don't call in a lot of times when the teaching is hot in the kitchen? But see, when it's a good, juicy topic, you call in. You know why? When it's about relationship, because you want to hear what they got to say, especially if it lines up with my, in other words, we want God to line up with us instead of us line up with God. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
All right.
So can Satan send confirmation was the question? Of course he can. Huh? Of course he can. They will follow their own desires. How many people say God will give me the desires of their heart? You can't hear God's voice because you don't even understand that. The desires of your heart. I thought the Bible said, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. But I also thought he said that hide the word in your heart. In other words, God is saying he's going to get, Lord, y'all better catch this. Since we want to hear God, watch this. Hide the word in your heart. If you hide God's word in your heart, what's going to be dominant in your heart? His word. So if his word is now in your heart and he's going to give me the desires of my heart, that means I have no way to be reflecting on what I want. I'm reflecting on his word. So when he gave me the desires of my heart, that means I'm going to follow what God is giving me, what he wants me with. Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
But we've missed that all our life. You know why? Because we understand that Satan was saying confirmation. And all somebody got to do is preach a sermon and say, God can give you the desires of your heart, baby. You're going to have that job. You're going to be all my CEOs stand up. It's only 20 of y'all in a church. It's all 20 stand up. Now, how 20 people, if you got a city with just 10,000 people, how 10,000 people going to be the CEO? Who going to be the workers?
Yes.
See, that's what them bitching ears want to hear.
Yes.
I know this is not pleasing to you, Mr. DJ. I know it's not pleasing to people. Because
buy Miracle Spring Water. That's what they do, Mr. Carr. They buy into it. That's what they do. They get that live spring water, one touch. And that's it. Tomorrow they're
going to
have $1 million.
Mr. DJ. Y'all know Mr. DJ, the comedian. Mr. DJ, how much they buy that spring water for? They buy it for about, $3?
They tell them it's free, but the shipping is $30. And they're supposed to get $1 million back. You know? That's how they do it.
And I can't do it. That's all what I can.
That's special water.
Yes.
I have a question. Something you just said, though. Even the devil obeys God's voice. He knows the Bible better than some Christians.
Uh-oh.
I mean, he listens. He knows the word. That's why he's so good at what he's doing. Because he does listen and he does obey. Don't get it twisted. God is still in charge. Just now, my question is just as an honest Christian, does that make him one of God's sheep? Maybe he's the black sheep. Maybe he's the only one. Is the devil, is Satan a sheep too, because he has no power except for what God allows. So, and he also listens. He knows God's voice, because when God speaks, oh, he trembles. When you just say the name Jesus, he shakes. That's in the Bible. But
can I tell y'all something, Miss DeLoney tonight, Miss Tiana? You better catch up now. Hold on, Tiana.
Mm-hmm.
You see him creeping up, huh?
That's right. I mean, it's just like a pig.
Yeah, SMB Monday Night Raw. Listen, you know, y'all, we have to be as wise. You know, he said, you know, the devil knows for them some Christians.
Mm-hmm.
My sheep know he knows God's voice. Woo! Mm-hmm. If he didn't know God's voice, when Lord have mercy, when God said, Satan, get behind me, why did he listen? He know what time it is.
Exactly.
Now, if Satan knew when God speak, why don't we? Something ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. We saw it with the man with the army of demons who fell to Jesus' feet. Jesus didn't even have, in the spirit he spoke, he was present there. And that man, or the two, I don't remember how many, depends on which version, not which version, which Matthew, Mark, Luke that you read it in, when the legions, they knew who he was immediately and fall. There's no question that the devil and all the demons, fallen angels, know exactly who he is.
That's right.
They know to turn. So.
Y'all hear that? The Bible tells us to be as wise as a serpent. Understand to hear the voice of God. To understand that you must be as wise. That means we can't be wiser than Satan. Oh, my goodness. DJ, if Miss Candy told you to be as rich as Miss Tiana, that never said supersede her, I don't believe.
That's hard to do. Right.
That if God said be as wise, can somebody translate as wise to me?
That is less than or equal to. It is not greater than.
Hmm? God is telling us to be equal to Satan's wisdom. That means, hold on, God, what you mean? Did Satan not walk with Lucifer? Did he not walk with Jesus? God, I'm sorry, did he not walk with God in heaven? He covered him.
He did.
My sheep know my voice, people. So if he covered God and he walked with him, wisdom come by way of walking with him. What you think God is telling you? To walk with him. To walk with God means to follow him. Matthew 10:16, the Bible clearly says, I'm sending you out like sheep. Look at the word sheep again. My sheep know my voice. I'm sending you. He says, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. In other words, God knows exactly what he's doing. He's sending you in the thick of thorns. I don't think y'all heard me. He said, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. So be as cunning. This is what the Bible says. Therefore, be as shrewd. Therefore, so be as cunning as snakes, but as innocent as doves. In other words, see, we didn't catch that. Mr. Carr, why would God tell us to be as cunning as a snake? You got to understand what snakes do. He's talking about Lucifer when he says snakes. In other words, stay patient.
Yep.
Yeah, they slick.
Did Miss Tiana? He didn't just reverse it and put it on Satan. In other words, why would he tell you something if you don't observe it? In other words, you've got to know who Satan is.
That's right.
You've got to know how Satan moves. See, he said be as cunning, be as shrewd. See, we take cunning as negative. God said be as shrewd and cunning as snake, but humble, humble, look at humility, humble as doves. In other words, be very patient, be very observant. Don't just speak. Satan don't speak out of turn. Satan sitting and listening, he want to know what you know. God telling you, know what they know. But see, we react. Satan don't just react. A snake don't just snap, snap, snap. No, it don't. The snake let you get up on it. See, you know why a snake let you get up on it? Because the snake believe in the venom that it has. We don't even believe in the strength that God has placed in us. See, my thing is, about all that talking, what you want to do, DJ? You want to fight? I ain't about all that. All you got to do is run up on me. That's it.
That's right.
Okay? You see? And that's what people do in the natural, but the spiritual. I ain't about all that talking, Satan, but run up on me.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I have to understand my sheep know my voice. Can Satan send confirmation? Yes, he can. But we don't even know who Satan is to be understanding whether it come from here or God. All it says is to be as cunning as a snake. That means the snake study its prey. Don't it? Well, if the snakes, why don't we study demons so we'll know who they come from? that lying demon? Huh? We got to know. But I ain't going to call it a personal lie. I don't even have to say it out loud. I'm going to say, you're a lie. Even when you hear something, my sheep know my voice. Somebody can say something negative. You know, well, they just confirmed that I got evicted. You can speak over that thing without opening your mouth. The devil is a lie. You're going to get there. Huh? Well, you know what I'm saying? Ms. Brooks, that raise that you wanted, we can't give it to next year. Did God send that? Mm-hmm. And you would say, well, okay. The devil is a lie. But that could have very well been from... Don't take everything negative. That's not a negative. That could have been from God because God ain't through with you yet. Because the money that you would have gotten on that raise, huh? You could have did some foolish stuff with it. God said, I ain't through.
Right.
But we have to know how to discern. The only way we know how to discern is walking with God closer. Be very observant of who God is. Study God. Know his ups, know his downs, know his movements. And then, and only then, can you know who is trying to confirm. In other words, confirmation is so much for when you don't first believe. Because, see, when you believe already, I don't need confirmation. It is so. It's just going to manifest in the natural. I already believe that thing. Confirmation is when we really don't believe and God still helps us out. Lord, have mercy. Meantime, in between time, Miss Candidate got to hear this. When you need confirmation, somebody got to hear this. When you need confirmation, you open yourself up to receiving it from Satan, too. Uh-oh.
That's right.
Because what did... Come on, y'all want to go back to the original? My sheep know my voice? Do y'all want to go back to the original? Can he send confirmation? What did he say to Eve? Did God really say that? What he just did was God... He wants you to have confirmation. She had to go back to Adam to get confirmation. So the blind leading the blind now. Oh, my God.
What?
Now, why do I got to ask Mr. DJ about God when I already have a direct relationship with God myself? Something ain't right.
Right.
And hence, voila, sin on the face of this earth. So Satan's confirmation came through doubt. And a lot of times what happens is we look for confirmation when we don't believe the original. Oh, my God. Y'all can get mad, but we look for confirmation when you don't believe the original.
Right.
You know, like when you give somebody $100 and they mark it across it, that means they need to confirm. They don't know if it's true or not. Because if it's true, why they need to do that marker thing? Mm. Come on, people. Well, Mr. Carr, confirmation is good. Mm-hmm. That's why God confirming you, because he don't know about you. Let us move on. I know I'm right. What you say, Reeve? What you say? Email. Anybody had a question right quick on the phone? Star 5. Anybody?
Mr. Carr?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna go back to our caller who had a question.
Okay.
Caller, go ahead with your question for this evening.
Okay, yes. My question is, well, first I had a scripture, like Romans 10:17 says, so then faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So with that being said, my question is, what does it suggest to hear someone, excuse me, I'm sorry, what does it suggest to hear someone not adhere to what you're saying?
Miss Tian, I'm going to start with you.
Can you repeat that for me, please?
Yes. What does it suggest to hear someone not adhere to what you are saying?
If someone doesn't adhere to what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
it suggests to me that they don't trust and believe what I'm saying. So going back to faith cometh by hearing. If we don't trust and believe what God is saying, then we definitely can't hear his voice. That's what it suggests to me.
Mr. DJ?
That's something that I struggle with daily. I'm tired of telling people, I told you so. We're telling them, look, do this, do that, and they're not really listening. But then I hear God's voice. And a beacon of hope comes to me every time I go to church, when the preacher says, I don't even remember the scripture, but preach the word. Preach it anyway, whether they want to hear it or not. In season, out of season, then do. But God's word is God's word, whether they want to hear it or not. What that suggests is that they may not have that confidence in you. And I often tell people, don't take my word for it. Go read it for yourself. Or better yet, consult with some other people. Whomever you trust in, this is the issue. And if you really want to eliminate this issue, then you probably want to seek more than one person on this, and then you'll see some truth to what is being said. We can't make people listen to us, but to adhere to what we're saying, you have to be careful too, because sometimes we can think that we're correct and we're not.
Right.
You know, so you know, that's why I always say, like Mr. Carr said, there's absolute power. You don't do that to yourself. You know, it wasn't designed that way. There's only one person that has absolute power. That's the person who you can take it to the bank, and that check will be cash all day.
Come on.
Without sales, no. I mean, so like, you know, just get some other sources. What is it going to help? Because it's not to boost up your truthness or your knowledge, your ego, or you knowing what you're supposed to do, or you know, for you to be the best priest. It's all to worship and support God's word and God. It's all about him anyway.
All righty. Did that help you out with your question?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
All righty. So do we have any more questions out there, emails, comments? Somebody want to share something they learned? Somebody want to share a testimony?
I would like to share something, Mr. Carr.
Of course, go ahead.
I've really, really enjoyed this topic so much that I have like 5,000 followers on Facebook. And I love my SMB family, and I try to share some things with my friends and family as well. And in doing that, a lot of people are asking me, well, what's SMB? You know, where is the church located? You know, and I just kind of laugh, but I'm happy that they're even asking that question. And what I did was I went on my Facebook page and put that exact same, this topic on there with a twist. I just said, you know, my sheep know my voice. And then I asked the question, are you really ready for the truth about your child? And it's because of what was said this week, a situation came up where you say, my sheep know my voice. Just like with a parent, you know your child. Yeah, your child knows your voice until. Ain't that just like us? Until, you know, they get around little Ray Ray at the school. And then, you know, well, my child don't cuss. We're not a cussing house. I'm a preacher. We don't do that. You know, my child didn't do this or my child didn't do that. You know, so, you know, isn't that just like us, you know, with God? You know, that's our Father. And we're supposed to know his voice. You know, so some of the things, if you really look on it, of what we as children are doing, that's not even you. You weren't raised that way in the faith. That's not you. You don't have to go there with that person. You don't need road rage. Why are you in such a hurry? So when you got to flip people off, and I'm just saying little things like that.
Right.
Little things like that. You have to really, you know, watch yourself. And that's the reason why I posted that, just to see what some people were going to, you know, react to it. But when I say your child, check yourself, because we're God's children.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah, I like that. I really do like that, Mr. DJ, and it's stir up the God in people.
Right.
Y'all got to understand, the money part of it is not the problem in the world. The sex part of it is not the problem in the world. The chastisement, the whipping is not the problem. The firing is not the problem. Is when it's all done outside of God.
That's right.
So to hear the voice of God, that means we respond to the voice of God. Let me share this with y'all. Ms. Tiana, listen to this. John 10. John 10:11. The Bible says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. My sheep know my voice. Right? John 10:14 says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me.
Right.
Oh, if you know God, you know God's voice. Everybody knows Mr. DJ got a distinct voice. If you hear it, you'd be like, that's Mr. DJ.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
Right?
Yes.
This is how I go. Miss Candy has a distinct voice. So does Miss Tiana. So you know people's voice. How do you know their voice? Did you know their voice when you first started calling in?
No,
nope.
Sir.
Uh-huh. So everybody knows the tendency of what Miss Candy gonna more than likely say. Much like everybody knows the tendency of what Miss Tiana is going to say and Mr. DJ. I also know the tendency of what Mr. Carr is going to say.
That's right.
That's right.
Sometimes y'all might say he was funny tonight, but for most part, y'all going to be like, shoot, he went deep in law. And, you know. Right? Y'all not only recognize the sound of the voice, you understand what time it is when they speak.
That's the truth.
Y'all hear it? When you're around God, you not only understand the sound, the melodic sound of his voice, but you understand what he means when he does speak. The problem is we listen for the melodic sound, which can be very convoluted. Because who has heard the voice of God? And we're waiting on the natural. Well, let me help us out with the natural. Talking about we're waiting on our flesh to say that's God. And we typically say it's God when it's something that we agree with. Mm-hmm. But watch this. Can somebody read this Romans 8:8? Anybody? Romans 8:8.
Those who are in the realm of flesh cannot please God. Amen.
Can you read that one more time?
Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God.
Uh-oh. Those who operate in the flesh can't please God.
That's right.
If you can't please God, you can't possibly follow him, because who won't follow us? Don't followers make you happy? Y'all can go ahead and be quiet all y'all want to.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yeah, one follower, you don't think you popping.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But watch this. Let's go a little further, Miss Tiana. SMB Monday Night Raw. Hebrews 2:1. Read that for me, Miss Tiana. Y'all write that down. Hebrews 2:1.
We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away.
Hold on. You mean to tell me my sheep know my voice? You got to pay very close attention to what you hear. Okay? If not, you will drift away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me give me, Miss Candy, I want to hear your voice. Everybody want to hear her voice. 1 John 2:16. Y'all write it down. She going to say it. 1 John 2:16. What the voice of God sound like in this one, Miss Candy?
1 John 2:16. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world.
Did y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, God's going to give me the desires of my heart, does not come from God. Because the heart that God is speaking of is not the natural desires. The desires of the eyes. Look, he goes on. The desires of the eyes and the pride of life. I want that house with the big old picket fence. Huh? Well, I don't want much. I'm a simple person. You know, I don't want much. I'm a simple person. Huh? It's not from the Father, but it's from the world. See, when we want the family, and we want the family so bad that we're willing to listen to confirmation just because that man said, I was your wife. You want a child so bad and a family so bad that you're willing to marry when God said no. Uh-oh. Now, I know I done made some people mad. You know why? Because your desires come before hearing his voice.
Yeah.
And then what happens is sometimes we err or we err. And what happens is perpetuate the sin because we don't want to accept our responsibility in that. We always want to point the finger like Adam did at the other person.
Right.
They was a sinner. They was a dog. But you married them like that, right? But we wanted our desire so much because we see ourselves married and we see our dream wedding, don't we? Come on, y'all don't have to answer. Yeah, we know what time it is. You've been dreaming of that since day one. That is your dream. Now tell me what God's dream is. You don't know it. You know why? Because you've been focused on yours for so long.
Amen.
Okay.
But then we want to place God after we get what we want and hope, and we cross our finger that Mr. DJ is going to be a solid, legit man. Mr. DJ cross his finger that Miss Tiana is going to be a legit woman. And then after we get that legit, then we're going to go and fall on our face and stand before God. And then we're going to tell people, yeah, I did it the right way. You didn't do it the right way because you just got lucky that both of y'all are in God. You got lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm confirming Bishop Dalton with scripture. Because see, when we really know the voice of God, you don't have to tell me the scripture. Man, I know this comes from God. You know why? Because I know his voice and I understand it. God's voice said always put him first and nowhere. We shouldn't even be second. It's just him. It's only one name that should go on that paper. Ain't no 1B. We say stuff like God first, family second. No, it's God first. Wherever else everybody else fall in line, oh well, this is where they fall in line.
That's right.
I know y'all don't like that though, huh?
Okay.
Huh? Because if God, hold on. Watch this, Miss Tiana. SMB Monday Night Raw. My sheep know my voice. Watch this. Tell me, when did God say Jesus was second? And I can show you where he put us first.
Okay. Come on.
He said Jesus was second. You can think what you want to think. He showed. Actions speak louder than the words. That's what we say. Okay. But he showed us.
Yes, he did.
If actions speak louder than words, why was the word before the action? Uh-oh.
Come on.
See, somebody been lying and somebody been believing that foolishness. Oh, I like to challenge folk. Come on, let me challenge your earthly jargon. Did God not just say, didn't he just say correct them? That's the scripture we just read, right? Point out error, right, Miss Tia? Did we just read it?
Yes.
Okay. For itching ears? Mr. DJ, my sheep know my voice. Check it out. If actions speak louder than words, and we all are guilty, not just y'all, Mr. Carr, too, of this. If actions speak louder than words, then Jesus should have came before the Bible did.
Come on.
If action spoke louder than words, Jesus, God shouldn't have been hovering over water. That means earth should have been here already formed, and then the word came. Uh-oh.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible that I read, come on, y'all, said the word of God, word, became life. So which one came first?
The word. Yes, Lord.
Well, which one speaks louder?
Yes.
The problem is we listen for words through our eyes and not through our ears. In other words,
yes, sir.
God, I walk by faith and not by sight, and you lying. You know how you lying? Because we literally, and I'm not talking about you specifically. Some people get offended and don't want to call back in. See, again, that's confirmation by Satan. I told him that he wasn't no good. Okay. But look, we listen for the confirmation through our eyes because we say, God, I walk by faith and not by sight. But yet we say actions speak louder than words. Now, which one is it going to be? You can't have them both. You can't say actions speak louder than words, which means my eyes is more important than my ears, and then say I walk by what I see more so than what I hear. Now, which one is it now? But a double-minded man, oh, see, this talk about the Bible, say hide the word in your heart. A double-minded man is unstable in what? Some of their ways?
All his ways.
In the world, would I listen to you over God? You unstable. You don't know. we lie and say we walk by faith, meaning what we hear from God, and not by sight, yet we come back and say, we contradict it and say, seeing is believing. Actions speak louder than words. Double-minded. And you thought Satan was just messing with Eve and Adam. That's not that teaching we like, y'all. That we come here tonight just to get, you know, it's good and, oh, yeah, y'all on the right path. That's what we came for. Would you rather know the truth like the Patriots, Belichick? Would you rather know the truth and be a champion or play around, huh? Like the Dallas Cowgirls and not have a ring. I'm sorry, Mr. Brandon. Let us go ahead and pray, Mr. DJ.
Yes, Lord. Bow your head. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again humbly and saying thank you. Thank you for assembling us together again on the line and to open up our hearts and let the word manifest throughout us, Father. Please help it to reach us and for it to just manifest and grow and reach someone else, Father. Thank you for traveling grace and mercy. And we also want to thank you for allowing us to stay within your graces as sheep, as your sheep. Keep us on the path, Father. Help us not to stray too far. And we want to say thank you for the blessings that have been bestowed upon us. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Miss Brandy sent me, I know she's thinking about it. I know they do have rings, y'all. They may be old, but they have. Okay.
Yeah, and they also have the first male cheerleaders, too. but no shade, because we don't have a ring, though. But it's all good.
All right, y'all. Y'all, check us out on Wednesday. We have Bible study. Okay, we have Bible study on Wednesday. And another powerful topic, okay? So y'all call in on Wednesday, and we'll catch y'all for Bible study. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.